You're listening to SBS News.
Tens of thousands of people are heading to Queensland by air and road after the state opened its border to vaccinated Australians, almost 230 days after locking out most of the country. Travellers from New South Wales, Victoria and the ACT don't have to quarantine but will need to provide a negative COVID-19 test result, hold a border pass and get tested again on day 5 after arriving. Queensland's Acting Chief Superintendent, Rhys Wildman, urges travellers to be sensible and be prepared while crossing borders ahead of emotional reunions. He says having the right border pass is essential.
If you're a vaccinated border zone resident, the XV pass, and if you're a vaccinated general person coming from a hotspot, then it's the GV pass. Those are the two key passes, making sure you have the right pass clearly displayed, ready to go if you're driving across our border checkpoints. A lot of smiles, and that's from our police as well. This is a good news story for the Gold Coast community especially.
Western Australia has announced it will ease its border restrictions. Premier Mark McGowan says the state hit 80% of people aged 12 and over are now double vaccinated. That means an easing in border restrictions from Saturday, February the 5th, when the state is expected to reach a 90% vaccination rate. International arrivals and domestic arrivals must be double vaccinated unless medically exempt, and there will be no quarantine requirements for vaccinated arrivals. Both groups will also be required to undergo testing prior to departure and on arrival in the state. Mr. McGowan says the date is based on the best medical advice.
So based on the advice at National Cabinet, and now having reached our 80% vaccination rate, we can now proceed with implementing our safe transition plan in line with when Western Australia is expected to achieve the 90% rate. Today I can announce that WA will ease its hard border arrangements at 12:01 a.m. Saturday the 5th of February. This date is locked in, giving Western Australians and local businesses certainty and the ability to plan and be ready for the transition early next year.
Australia's international border is due to reopen to skilled migrants and international students from Wednesday. The reopening had originally been scheduled for the start of December, but was delayed to buy time to learn more about the Omicron variant. The border will also reopen to humanitarian, working holiday maker and provisional family visa holders. After meeting South Korean President Moon Jae-in, Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he welcomes the borders reopening to more than 20,000 international students from Korea who choose to study in Australia.
And we are looking forward to welcoming them back, as we are the many tourists and business travellers and skilled migrants. And on Wednesday of this week, we will move again forward. The borders will be reopened both to Korea and Japan, and for skilled migration and for students, as we conclude the pause that we announced several weeks ago.
And Health Minister Greg Hunt says Australia has more than enough doses to cover COVID-19 booster shots, even though the timing of a third shot has been brought forward by a month. The Australian Technical Advisory Group on Immunisation has confirmed booster doses can be provided from 5 months after completion of the primary course, rather than 6 months as previously recommended. ATAGI has also given approval to use the Moderna vaccine as a booster shot for Australians aged 18 and over. Like the Pfizer booster vaccine, it can be used irrespective of what a person received for their primary course of vaccination. Mr. Hunt says Australia has 151 million vaccine doses that have been set aside for boosters.
All of our vaccines provide strong, clear protection against serious illness, hospitalisation and loss of life. I think that's a very important point. The evidence on transmissibility, that's under consideration, and I'll let Professor Kelly and the team at ATAGI do their work and to consider, but they have considered all of the international evidence, and their determination was to bring forward the boosters by 1 month, and they've had extensive reviews of the whole range of international evidence in coming forward to that.
There have been 536 new cases of COVID-19 in New South Wales and no more deaths, while Victoria has reported 1,290 new COVID-19 infections and a further two deaths. Meanwhile, the Northern Territory's Acting Chief Minister, Nicole Manassian, is warning some regional communities that a so-called lockout could be imposed within the next 48 hours. The measures involve placing unvaccinated people in lockdown as authorities continue to monitor areas which have returned positive wastewater detection of the virus. 16 new local cases of coronavirus were recorded in the territory over the past 24 hours. Ms. Manassian says it's disappointing that only 5 people came forward for testing in Tennant Creek on Sunday, and she warns tougher restrictions could be imposed.
So it is likely that we are going to have to escalate our responses to some of these communities to a lockout in the next day or two. So that means locking down people who are not fully vaccinated. And I want these communities to be prepared for that.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.